Good morning, listeners. Today, Elizabeth and I want to talk to you about spring garden cleanup, and we're going to do it in small sections that you can just upload whichever part is most important to you. For this section, we're going to talk about raking the leaves. Should you or shouldn't you, and what should you do?
Yeah, so this is something that I have to do a lot. I have a lot of trees around the periphery of my garden, and I have various trees.
You do have a lot of trees.
I do, which is great. I love them and they give shade, but then they do drop a lot of leaves, and that can be a lot of work. So the type of trees I have, mostly I would say it's maples, oak, linden, and honey locust are the vast majority of the type of deciduous trees that I have. And so, you know, come the spring, well, actually come the fall, I rake them off my garden, in fact.
Yes.
But then often there are more that come down and spread out over the spring. So I do rake the leaves off any of my grassy areas and I put them onto my garden beds. But
in the fall?
In the fall. And again, if there's any more that need moving in the spring, then I'm going to do it in the spring too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just leave them. But you were telling me that the different types of leaves from those different trees have different properties and different ways of breaking down. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah. So the maple is absolutely very, very important that people take the maple leaves off the lawn because they're soft. And when they get wet in the wintertime, they will flatten out and then they compress around the turf. And they stop all oxygen from coming and going from the turf, so the turf suffocates. So in the fall, maples must come off. The oaks, when they dry up, will curl, so they make a very good duvet blanket. If you happen to have a tender perennial, you could put the oaks, when they've dried out a bit in the fall, into a plastic bag, and put the plastic bag on top of your tender perennial. And that way the perennial will have a duvet blanket on it for the whole winter and it will stay at an even temperature and therefore it won't freeze too much if we get a sudden thaw followed by a sudden freeze.
Now, may I interrupt you? Because you taught me a good word about oak trees, that they are marcescent, and that means that a lot of them hang on to their leaves in the fall. And so my oak tree does that. It's the last to lose its leaves. In fact, it's still got a lot of leaves on it now. And it's also the last to get its leaves in the spring.
Yeah.
So that would be hard for me because my oak tree pretty much doesn't lose its leaves at all until it's halfway through the winter.
And it's so true. And, you know, I actually save them in a plastic bag in the garage for them.
Oh, my God. That's too much work, Marianne.
I know. When I have a tender perennial, I do save them because they curl up so beautifully.
Wow.
But you're right. Many of the oaks do not release their leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which makes them beautiful.
Yeah, I really like it, actually, because it kind of looks fun in the winter.
And they make a beautiful rustling noise in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay.
And then you have the lindens and the locusts, and those leaves you can mow and let them decompose in the soil on your turf.
And actually, the honey locust, the locusts, they have tiny little leaves. So those are incredibly hard to rake up anyway because they get stuck in the grass. So those ones you're saying, it's stuck in the grass. Don't worry too much. It's going to break down.
Just mow them.
Yeah.
Just mow your lawn towards the fall. And when you mow the lawn, you will mow the leaves. And those leaves will break down over winter and spring into nutrients for your grass.
Yeah. So it's like you're chopping them up in the mower so that they're just smaller and they don't cause a big problem squishing the grass and suffocating it.
Yeah. But your maples won't mow.
No. So those ones we have to remove. We're definitely going to remove those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by remove, we're saying, because I have to say when I first got my house and I would spend, I don't know how many days, raking up the leaves repeatedly and putting them in bags. And it was so much work. And it is much easier just raking them into the garden beds than actually picking the things up afterwards.
It is. And it's so much better because then you save all the insects that need to overwinter. They can overwinter in amongst the leaves safely when they go into diapause.
Yes.
Then they can be there in the springtime when they need to come out and live their life.
And so the other question I think is, you know, obviously if you've got, it depends how many trees you've got and how much leaves they're dropping, but So for me, I will make a thick layer of leaves on top of a lot of my beds because I've got a lot of trees there. And so there's a concern about should you remove them from around the plant. So I do in the spring, I like to go around and just see what's coming up. So I do kind of move them away from the base of my plants, but I don't move them around a lot. I'm just kind of like, I take them gently off the plants, but leave them around the plant. Is that what you would recommend?
Oh, absolutely, because those maples will suffocate the perennials.
Right, yeah.
Because the maples become soft. And during the summer when they were doing their metabolic functions, any waste products were stored in organelles inside the cells called vacuoles. But that means that when a leaf falls off, the vacuole is full of waste products from metabolism. So unlike you and me, they can't go to the toilet.
Oh my gosh. The leaves of the toilet.
So there's all of the things that the plant didn't want in the vacuoles on the dead leaves in the fall. And so those leach out also. And since the maple becomes soft, compresses against the plants on the ground, and then will leach out these chemicals, it will be hard on your plants. So just push them off, yeah. Let your plants see the sun and breathe the air.
Great. Okay. That's probably all the questions I had about it. Is there anything else that you think we need to let people know?
If you can keep the leaves on your property, that is best so that your soil will become richer and richer every year.
Actually, that's a good point because we had been speaking about organic matter so much in previous podcasts. And of course, leaves are organic matter, as well as apparently toilets, we've now learned. Thank you.
And let them compost naturally.
Yeah. That's great, Marianne. Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone for listening to Gardens for Everybody. Please follow us.
Yes, please.